Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Loyalty Indicator and Shopping Trends reports from J.D. Power, conducted in collaboration with TransUnion, provides an overview of shopping, switching, and loyalty behavior for auto, home, and renter's insurance. The latest one showing the trends for the second quarter of 2025 has just been published. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Stephen Crudson, Managing Director of Insurance Business Intelligence for J.D. Power. Stephen, as always, a pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah. Hi, John. Nice to be back.
So first of all, Stephen, what did you see when it came to homeowners insurance shopping and purchasing?
Yeah. So in the second quarter of this year for homeowners insurance shopping and for switching insurers, we saw that compared to the first quarter of last year, a very slight decrease. So 0.1% decrease in shopping for homeowners insurance. We saw that 6.5% of people who own their residence, when we asked them, did you shop for home insurance in the last 30 days, 6.5% said, yes, I did during the second quarter. That was, again, down 0.1% from last quarter and down 0.3% from the same time last year. For switching, that was flat quarter over quarter, but up a little bit. It was 2.5% said they had switched their homeowner's insurer in the 30 days prior to us surveying them. And that was up 0.3% year over year.
How about for auto insurance? I would imagine that was a little more volatile.
Yeah, auto has been quite volatile, as we've talked about, for the last year, year and a half. And this quarter has been perhaps the turning of the tide. So the last three of the last four quarters, we saw record high shop rates for auto insurance. This quarter, we saw a pretty steep decrease. So 13% of U.S. consumers told us that they shopped for auto insurance in the 30 days prior to us surveying them this quarter, which is down 1.1% from last quarter. You may recall last quarter we had a 14.1% shop rate, which was the all-time high by a wide margin. However, this quarter, 4.2% of folks said that they had switched their auto insurer in the prior 30 days. And that was up quarter over quarter by just 0.1%, but up 0.3% from the same time last year. So our interpretation of that is most people who have spent the last two or three years looking for a lower auto insurance premium have successfully done so in the past few quarters. That's why we saw such high shopping, high switching. And while the shop rate's coming down, because if you just spent 3 years looking for a lower premium and then in the last 6 months you found it, you're not as likely to come back to market right away. So the shop rate's coming down. But among those who are shopping, they're quite intent to switch. They're likely some of those people that still haven't found that lower premium. And when they do, they're still switching. So hard to tell exactly what the future holds, but it might, if this is the turning of the tide, we should see pulling back from the record shop rates we had three of the last four quarters.
All right, Stephen, finally, renter's insurance. What did you see there?
With renters has always been a little bit more volatile. Part of that is just because so few people compared to home or auto or shopping or in the market at all for a renter's policy. But this quarter, just under 6%, 5.9% of folks who rent their dwelling told us that they shopped for a renter's insurance in the 30 days prior to us surveying them, which was down 0.3% from last quarter and down just 0.1% from the same time last year. But renter's insurance has the highest switch rate across all the different products that we're talking about today. 4.3% of those with a renter's policy told us they switched renter's insurers in the 30 days prior to us surveying them, which was up 0.5% from last quarter and up 0.6% from the same time last year.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Stephen, was there a common theme or thread that ran through those three sectors, homeowners, renters, and auto insurance?
Well, I think there's a thread that ties it together. I'm not sure it's not common per se, but I would say the thread that ties all those together is while auto insurance rates have, the rate taking has cooled off substantially, homeowners and renters are still seeing increases. So what we pointed to in the report was that bundled folks, people that bundle both auto and their home or renter's policy together, have actually increased their shopping rates as of late. So what that does is it adds a lift to the auto insurance shop rate. The fact that people are shopping, but the bundlers are shopping for both policies in large part now because they're still seeing rate increases on home. So again, absent the rate increases on home, we might even have a lower auto insurance shop rate, but one is affecting the other because of the increase is still happening in the home policies.
So what should insurers be taking away from this report? And more importantly, what should they be doing?
Yeah, what they should take away is this is one piece of research that we've released recently that shows that the more valuable consumers are less satisfied with their auto or home insurer than they have been traditionally. They're more likely to consider switching than they have traditionally. And we know that most large insurers have really put a focus on winning and retaining these bundled and more valuable customers. So while they have to take rate on the home side to return to profitability and rate adequacy, to do what they can in terms of many different, our studies address many different KPIs and other things they can do to benefit the bundled insurer to help retain them in this market where home rates are driving shopping, your competitor is looking to win away that type of customer. And of course, most insurers want, that's exactly the type of customer they want to retain, the one that they're causing to shop a bit more right now.
Well, Stephen, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
You too, John. Thank you.
That was Stephen Crudson, Managing Director of Insurance Business Intelligence for J.D. Power. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.